139, the horse. To the five-year-old mind, it comes out of darkness, night after night, turning beauty into terror. It takes over. Each night it comes, it takes over. He sleeps in his grandmother's sewing room when it comes. Mother and father are safely hidden in a silver trailer across the yard, a blaze of aluminum reflecting moonlight. Trees, scraggly swamp trees, balsam and larch, scarecrow silhouettes loom over them. Can he see them? No. Can he see them? No. Will his parents hear him when he cries? No. Those spiked trees outlining their cocoon, will they hear him? No. When the terror comes, will they hear him? No. It comes. A pasture, bright green, grass cropped close, glacial fieldstone. He stands in the middle. Where are the borders? Where are the barns, the farmhouse, the tractors and people, the fence? Is that a fence in the distance? A white fence? Pounding, hooves pounding, galloping toward him, hooves beating the ground, a gigantic white horse. It rushes directly at him, then leaps. Again and again it charges at him before leaping over his head, the hooves coming closer with each jump, clods of dirt raining down. A bull, great sharp horns and fierceness, bulging muscle, a bull, his protector, pulling down its head, preparing to gore the horse. Quick kicks from the monster's hooves, and the bull is dead, laying on the ground beside him, dead. Its huge carcass is only protection. He crawls against its belly, crying. He's afraid. He squeezes in as tightly as he can, trying to disappear into the corpse, crying. Leaping, leaping. The horse seems more a thing of air than of ground. It keeps bounding over them, bull and boy, dropping lower each time, sod in a steady shower of clumps, coming closer, night after night.